Tyrion. In the chilly white raiment of the King's Guard, Sir Mandon Moore looked like a corpse in a shroud.
Her Grace left orders. The council in session is not to be disturbed.
I would only be a small disturbance, sir. Tyrion slid the parchment from his sleeve. I bear a letter for my father, Lord Tywin Lannister, the Hand of the King. There is his seal.
Her Grace does not wish to be disturbed.
Sir Mandon repeated slowly, as if Tyrion were a dullard who had not heard him the first time. Jaime had once told him that Moore was the most dangerous of the King's Guard, excepting himself always, because his face gave no hint as to what he might do next. Tyrion would have welcomed a hint. Bronn and Timmit could likely kill the knight if it came to swords, but it would scarcely bode well if he began by slaying one of Joffrey's protectors. Yet if he let the man turn him away, where was his authority? He made himself smile.
Sir Mandon, you have not met my companions. This is Timmit, son of Timmit, a red hand of the burned men, and this is Bronn. Perchance you recall Sir Vardis Egan, who was captain of Lord Aaron's household guard.
I know the man.
Sir Mandon's eyes were pale grey, oddly flat and lifeless.
New,
Bronn corrected with a thin smile. Sir Mandon did not deign to show that he'd heard that.